Hello, my misery friends. SM Twin here. It's Friday, the 5th of February, 2016, and this is my RPM challenge update. So I'm doing record production month. This is the second year I've done it, So today being the 5th in the morning, as I record this, I'm reflecting upon progress on February the 4th. That was effectively my third day in the studio working on the album. So it's kind of day three update on the 5th. But day three was on the 4th, if that makes any sense. Anyway, it was good having a break from music production on my sort of third of February, and gave me more time to contemplate and ponder next steps and approaches. I listened to my playlist called Inspirational. I listened to that a bit more rather than. I think after day one and day two, I was listening to what I produced on day one and day two and trying to listen to it critically. I think it was good to listen to some other stuff, some of the tracks that I've chosen as being inspirational for me at the moment. So that gave me some fresh ideas. I went into the studio on my third evening with a sort of a new reaffirmed sort of determination to stick to the creative limitation or creative decisions that I'd made for the album. I'd worked out for myself, well, this is actually the way to still do something that to still do some of the things that I want to do within those creative boundaries. Bit more clear on what I wanted to do and how I could do it. Clearer on how I could do it, actually. Having a bit of confidence that actually I know that I can do this, and I know technically what I need to do. I'm getting more and more familiar with the Korg Electride, which was a Christmas gift, and so it's still quite new to me. It's a fantastic piece of kit. Yesterday evening, the beginnings of song two basically started off with an instrumental arrangement. To be fair, it started off with the ideas of this is the sound I want for the bass, and I need to try and find out how I can create this sound with the equipment I've got. So a lot of tweaking and looking at presets and writing down all of the values for those presets, and then trying to make my own sound based on those settings and adjusting them. Some quite sort of bit of technical kind of preparation and then some actual composition. By the end of the evening, I had a recording of I've got everything all programmed in, all the sounds that I need, and a recording of me triggering all those sounds in the correct order and the correct sequence. That can be a guideline. I found it really helpful, actually, videoing myself so that I can I've then able to go back and refer to the video and say, that's how I did it. I'm finding that really helpful. Um, So yeah, I've basically got a song. I've got like a 4-minute pop song with no lyrics and no vocals. But, you know, they're supposed to be there. So so yeah, my creative process here is then that I've got a groove sketched out, and then that'll give me the backbone in which I can then think, right, I'm going to write some lyrics that will fit this groove, and write a melody for the vocal that fits with the groove, and so the lyrics and the melody of the vocal are inspired very much by the groove that I've laid down. That seems to be my preferred method most of the time. Start off with the music and then find a lyrical idea that fits the groove, and then work from there. So yeah, I think the next time I go into the studio, maybe while I'm having a lunchtime walk or something, next time I get the opportunity, I will be sort of trying to put together some lyrical ideas for this. So there you are. That's song 2 in progress, and so I don't know what's going to happen with song 1. Song 1 might be discarded completely as that was a warm-up exercise, or it may make it onto the album. Don't know. Who knows? We will see. Anyway, thanks for listening. Take care. Toodle-doo.